Radio family, good morning. And once again, welcome to the weekend edition of Community Focus. So wonderful to have your company every Saturday and Sunday morning here on our intercom stations. Appreciate you listening and really appreciate the good things that continue to take place in our communities. We have the newest member of our Community Focus family. I'm going to go ahead and say she's family already. I think that's a record for the length of time with which a person who is a newbie becomes a regular member of our Community Focus family. See, got you laughing already, Miss Talisa Ward. Good morning, and how are you, my dear?
Good morning. I am so well. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome and glad to have your company to talk about an exciting thing. In fact, Talisa, let's get our conversation started this morning. Tell our radio family and our listeners about what you do and the wonderful things that go on in your space.
Awesome. I am the shared use kitchen coordinator for the Enterprise Center in Winston-Salem.
Excellent. Excellent. And how long have you held that particular position?
Oh, wow. 2 months. 2 months.
You really are a newbie.
Yes, indeed.
A newbie in every sense of the word.
Absolutely.
First of all, my dear, I have to say, I love your voice. You sound like you should be on the other side of the microphone.
That's so funny you say that. I've had that for years. People
really?
Say that for years.
So
I'm like,
say,
okay.
Yeah. There you go. It's like, okay, not my first radio. But, you know, just something to consider in case, you know, a lot of us these days, we multitask, we have side gigs,
yes.
So you just never know. Something to kind of keep in the back of your mind. Well, Talisa, tell us, what is exactly a shared use kitchen? I don't think a lot of us are familiar with that terminology.
Sure. A shared use community kitchen, it is a kitchen facility where local entrepreneurs, caterers, and instructors can prepare and process their food,
wow,
their food products for the consumer market. That in turn, it actually gives the entrepreneurs and caterers, they do not have to worry about capital startup,
mm-hmm,
or any financial commitment trying to open up their own business.
Right.
So it's basically anyone that does need space to prepare their wares and don't have to worry about the capital expense.
Wow, that's really interesting because, Talisa, this makes me think of an individual who is just absolutely fantastic in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
They cook for large groups of people, generally family, friends, maybe neighbors and people who they invite, but they never seem to have the space with which to do it. And of course, you got pots and pans. If you can just picture someone having everything laid out everywhere, just making a little bit of a mess in the kitchen. But what a great opportunity to have a shared use kitchen where basically anybody can come in and really just have the time of their life cooking some of their favorite dishes and having others try it as well.
So true. So true. And the great thing about it, it is a local commercial kitchen. So it's for
excellent.
The community.
Yeah.
It's for anyone, again, like we were saying, that just don't have the opportunity to open up their own restaurant.
Right.
You know, bakers, caterers.
Exactly.
Beverages.
Yeah.
You know, jams, jellies.
There you go. You know, Talisa, I can mm-hmm. just imagine mm-hmm. with that same individual or group of persons being told, you are such a good cook, you should have your own restaurant.
So
and you're thinking in the back of your mind, yeah, I would love for that to happen, but it just doesn't. For whatever circumstances.
That's right.
But now here, hopefully, as they're listening to us on the weekend edition of Community Focus, they're hearing about the shared use kitchen and they're just like, wow, I think I found my place.
Absolutely
to prepare
right.
my favorite meals.
Yes.
Now, how long has this been in place, actually?
Actually, it has been in place. They started building on the shared use kitchen in November of last year.
Okay.
We actually had a ribbon cutting in this past June.
Nice.
And it took up until now, you know, permits and things from the health department and things
right.
to take place and get in place. So now we are ready to open and ready to go.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Yes.
Now, how did word of this reach your ears? How did you find out about it?
That is so funny you mentioned that. I still am on the advisory committee,
okay.
advisory board for the SGAC and CDC.
Wow.
And at that time, we were preparing for an event,
mm-hmm.
which some people that do not know, we have a conference and banquet center.
That's right.
And the SGAC mm-hmm. is Enterprise mm-hmm. Center. And myself and the event manager, we were speaking about an event talking about food. over the phone.
Right.
And she had me on speaker, and just so happened the executive director was in the office.
Okay.
And we were talking about it, and she all of a sudden said, I didn't know you knew about this type of food.
Wow.
And I said, that's what I've done for years. That's part
Excellent.
Of my passion. That's
now, would
life.
This happen to be Pat DeGraffenreid?
It is. It actually is.
Watch,
yes.
I know Pat's probably got listening. Her ears just perked up. Hello, Pat. Good morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is fantastic.
So the funniest thing is when she realized it, Ms. Carol Davis, which is the executive director, mm-hmm. she said, please, I've been looking for a kitchen manager to manage
wow.
this kitchen. And it's history from there.
Absolutely. Yes. And when you think about it, Talisa, it's really sort of synonymous that when persons have events for the community, one of the main things that probably comes up as a topic of discussion, what are we going to have on the menu? What type of foods are we going to serve?
So true.
To those who come
so
out and support
true.
It. Now, what type of events does the Shared Kitchen support as we tie that together?
At this time, we are supporting, again, anything with the Conference and Banquet Center,
okay.
any of those events.
Yes.
Anyone that's using the Shared Kitchen, mm-hmm. they will also be on an approved vendors list.
Okay.
So that also gives those caterers or bakers the opportunity for exposure to increase their business, because it's all about us helping you increase the sales and market your business.
Absolutely. And of course, the goal too, in the course of our conversation as we continue, Talisa, is to get our radio family to get in contact with you to get that information.
Yes. Yes.
So that for anyone that's listening that says, I want to be a part of this, we'll tell them how. So for now, let me also ask you this. Is the Shared Kitchen, is it usable year-round?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Most definitely.
Very good.
At this point right now, we just opened. We just received the permit, as I
Excellent.
Said earlier.
Yes.
So we are definitely open year-round.
Very good. Very, very good. Well, Ms. Talisa, is this your first interview?
This is not my first
interview. I didn't think so, because I was going to say, it sounds like you... This is not your first rodeo, my dear, but definitely a first for us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And thank you for the fabulous job that you have done. Is there anything on this first half that I have missed that you wanted to make mention before we
go
to break?
Well, I just want to make sure that people know that as far as events, not only just for caterers,
right,
but also for instructors. We
oh,
will
nice.
Have where you can come in and do cooking demonstrations.
Excellent.
We've also partnered with the community with the community garden.
Very good.
So that's also a partnership where you could use you can grow your own items and bring
nice.
Farm to the table, to the
Beautiful.
Kitchen as well.
Oh, Talisa, I'm just really enjoying this information. And that's a great point in asking mm-hmm. as far as, and I know you don't have a particular age range, but do you have anything for our young ones? Because we have a lot of young people that are probably our up and coming future chefs.
We are so glad you asked that question. We have partnered with, again, the community mm-hmm. garden manager.
Right.
And what he's done in turn, his past history, he's worked with the Boys and Girls Club,
mm-hmm.
with the children there. They've partnered, and they have their own beds
nice.
And boxes at the community garden.
That's
so what
awesome.
We're going to do is take that right. and bring everything in the kitchen, show them how it comes from the seed.
That is beautiful. And it is such a nice way of really showing, particularly our young ones, I think, Talisa, in terms of it doesn't always have to be a fast food world. I know for parents who have a lot of kids, that sometimes becomes a struggle.
Yes.
It's like, you know, they want the French fries, but you want them to eat the broccoli, so
Correct.
To speak.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the interesting and most beautiful thing about this, you have so many children, you know, especially from the neighborhood that mm-hmm. would go into a grocery store yeah. and they don't know where that tomato comes from.
Exactly.
They don't know how that tomato is grown.
Very true.
So just to for them, their eyes to get,
they light
oh,
up.
Wow.
Right. Exactly.
From this, you know, from this seed, and this is what I have.
Right,
and
right.
and you've, in your hands have actually helped grow that.
Exactly.
Oh, they're amazed.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
And I also think too, Talisa, that really is giving them an opportunity, because they probably have heard stories about parents, grandparents, even great-grandparents. That's the way a lot of them grew up.
Without
there
a
was
doubt.
No corner fast food place.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, everything, the majority of it at least anyway, came from our very own backyard.
We grew our own.
Exactly.
And that's what we know. That's, yeah. And we want to make sure that our children are aware of that.
Exactly.
That's so true.
Yeah, bring it back full circle, if you will.
Absolutely.
Well, Talisa Ward, the newest member of our Community Focus family. Well, not really a newbie. Oh. Yeah, you're official now, Mama.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to the Community Focus family. And it's such a joy having to get to know you and especially to learn more about the Shared Use Kitchen.
Yes.
We're going to learn more about you, Mama, and
yes,
more about the Shared Use Kitchen and how, for those who may just be joining us, stick around, radio family. We will come back. There is part two of the weekend edition of this public affairs show. Thank you for listening. There is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It's more the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations. Thank you, radio family, your wonderful company Saturday and Sunday mornings, and of course, the wonderful company of members of our Community Focus family that now includes Talisa Ward, who is with the Shared Use Kitchen. Talisa, I have loved our conversation thus far, and I'm so happy we're back to continue.
Yes,
this weekend to talk about the Shared Use Kitchen. Now, tell us a little bit about you, my dear. What's your story?
Oh,
where did Talisa come from?
Oh, my goodness. My. Well, let me tell you, I am originally born and raised in Winston-Salem.
Wow,
so that's
wonderful.
Home for me.
This is home.
So it actually come full circle. I'm back
yes.
home. Back
Excellent.
Home. So my passion has always been food services.
Nice.
But in the healthcare industry, that's mm-hmm. the interesting thing about this. Just being able to, food is that gateway. When you're sick or ill in the healthcare,
right.
That's that part, that comfort.
Exactly.
Comfort food.
Exactly.
So I actually went into corporate and also had my own business. Mm-hmm. I had a boutique for about 12 years.
Wow, so nice.
I said, oh my. So still incorporating food all along that line. But I ended up here, ended up back at home and yeah. ran several food service systems, healthcare
Excellent.
Systems with Cone Health.
Right.
Ran their system of kitchens there, Cone Health, and Novant Health.
Wow.
Their kitchens,
those are two huge entities
yes.
when we think about the food industry in general and aligning it with the healthcare industry.
Absolutely.
It's like you said, and it's just an amazing thing when a person does become ill and then you receive instructions on the necessary foods that help the body.
Correct.
To get better
mm-hmm.
in a process. It's amazing. It's amazing. And how long did you do that, my dear, if I may ask?
Oh, my. Between the two, probably about 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
So what made you transition out from the healthcare industry into doing what you're doing now with
well,
food services?
Again, wanting to be closer to home.
Yeah.
Wanting to be closer to my community.
Right, right.
This is the Enterprise Center is part of our community.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that I'm contributing to our community.
Excellent.
Being able to help build those businesses
right.
with just the business savvy.
And just to say thank you that you are doing that on behalf of our listeners who are tuning in. Now, this is just an aside. Now, when it comes to your family, who's the top chef?
Well, interesting enough, you will be shocked. It's what? Actually my husband.
Really?
It's actually my
wow,
husband.
Nice.
I do not cook. He is a retired chef.
Oh, beautiful.
And I'm on the business side.
Right, gotcha.
And he's mm-hmm. actually in the skills. He's doing the
Very
skills.
Very good.
Preparing,
Excellent.
So.
What's your favorite meal that you have him prepare?
Oh, you can't do that.
Oh, no.
You cannot.
That's
you
not a
cannot,
fair question.
I tell you, I will be here all day listening.
That's
There's
okay.
not a favorite.
I wish we had all day, my dear. I really do. Well, that is beautiful to have an individual that has a love and a passion and does it just for an everyday
absolutely
you know,
correct.
Way of life and,
yes.
and just enjoys what he does.
Enjoys. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about.
There you go. Now, before the break earlier this morning in our conversation, Talisa, we were talking about, and I wanted to go over this again, what mm-hmm. types of people would use a shared kitchen?
Sure. Well, let me first say this, though, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're located, at the Enterprise Center.
Right.
And it's part of SGAC and CDC. which we partner with Winston-Salem State. Everything that we're doing in the Enterprise Center is partnered with Winston-Salem State University.
Very good.
So it's all about revitalizing that community and that neighborhood.
Right.
You know, just having that support from Winston-Salem State with business professionals.
Absolutely.
And just being able to build up and revitalize that community.
Absolutely.
So the kitchen itself is a third part of this whole Enterprise Center.
Okay, very nice.
So not only do we have the business incubator part,
right,
which all the businesses are located, local startup businesses, then we also have the conference and banquet center.
Right.
So the shared use kitchen is the third part of that entity.
Excellent. And you know, it just made me think of the ties with Winston-Salem State University. Talisa, I was thinking, especially when you have students that are majoring in the culinary arts.
Absolutely.
And want
absolutely
to become future chefs.
Yes.
Whether they do it for, you know, a major corporation, or they do eventually go into business for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nice startup for a lot of the students.
Definitely. Because most of those students do not have the resources.
Exactly.
To go out and just build their own.
Right.
So we are there to help them start up their business. And it's not just the culinary skills in that kitchen, but
right,
also the business aspect.
Exactly. Right.
How to be able to run your own
business
once you do follow through and come through our shared use kitchen.
Very, very true. So. Now, let me ask you this. How much lead time does one need if, say, for instance, I want to work to book the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a process, of course. Anything that you're doing business-wise, there is a process. The first thing you want to do is you want to contact me and get an application. We definitely want to get that application.
Let's talk about that. What's the contact information?
Sure. It is, again, I'm located at 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Winston-Salem.
Yes.
27107. My contact number is area code 336-464-3140.
Very good.
We are working on a website. We are
excellent.
We have not, you know, still under construction.
Right.
But that will be coming soon. My email address is sgatkins7@gmail.com.
Okay. And that's the number 7.
Yes, the number 7.
And Talisa, of course, we're going to repeat this information
sure.
a couple of more times before we come to the end of our wonderful conversation.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
But as far as the lead way, what you're asking, with the process, you would come in and you would fill out an application.
Mm-hmm.
There are two things that we do require up front before you're able to come into the kitchen.
Sorry.
And that's basically a ServSafe certification, which is a food service certification.
Okay.
And then a certificate of liability insurance.
Right.
We do require those two as well.
Okay. Very.
And then we can go from there.
Excellent.
Through that process.
That's right. Just, you know, come out of the gate.
Absolutely right.
Speaking of which, when we talk about the shared use kitchen, what are some of the either main items or either specialty items that you find most people like to prepare?
Well, what we've done and what we've decided to do is not just incorporate your basic caterer.
Yeah.
We really wanted to come outside of the box. So we have some unique caterers.
Oh, cool.
You know, we have two caterers, one soul food, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just at the top of the list.
Exactly.
You know?
Given where we are regionally,
right,
you cannot have.
So that's top of the list.
Exactly.
And then we have someone that does Mediterranean.
Ooh, very nice.
This young lady, she also does cooking demonstrations. She helps local refugee women.
Wow.
How to become sustainable, self-sustaining.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
It is.
And then we also have someone that only smoke meats.
Really?
That's it. Yes.
That's all they
do. We're talking about chicken, pork. Oh, we can just go on.
On and on. Yes.
And actually a smoked mac and cheese.
Really?
Okay. So we're doing a lot of different things.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Like you said, you're coming out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just only imagine getting back to what some of the younger ones, their imaginations are so vivid. And, you know, based on one of the popular cooking shows that you probably know that I mentioned that feature kids.
Yes.
It's just amazing to see some of the dishes that those young ones prepare. It just blows my mind. It's like, how in the world did you even incorporate or let alone come up with that presentation of that type of food.
The idea. Yeah. Just the idea of that. Yeah. I mean, we're talking probiotic beverages?
Exactly.
Come on now. I mean, you know, these are things back in our day. What,
right.
Like, what
but you know,
world?
That's what I love about our young people is that they definitely know how to think out of the box.
Without a doubt.
Even though it's nice to have the old school way of preparing things, it's mm-hmm. also nice to have that mixture of the old with the new.
With the new. Isn't
Absolutely.
That the truth?
That is.
And that's what we're trying to do. And we just want to make sure everyone gets a piece of that.
Yeah.
And it's available for all.
Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Radio family, if you're just joining us, thank you for your company. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard on Saturday and Sunday mornings on our intercom stations. Really appreciate your listenership. And I always enjoy this time of morning because it gives me an opportunity to engage in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. That includes Talisa Ward, who is sharing with us information about the Shared Use Kitchen. Again, the location is 1922
Correct.
South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winston-Salem. The number 336-462-3140. Let's correct the number.
336-464-3140.
3140. Okay. Make sure I say it correctly. 336-464-3140.
Correct.
Thank you much, my dear. So we want to make sure we get the right number so they can get directly to you for
yes.
information on how they can really take advantage of the shared use kitchen. Now, I wanted to ask this question. It mm-hmm. kind of continues on to what we've been talking about the last few minutes, Talisa, in that what do you enjoy most about what you do?
Oh, my.
Or what don't you enjoy?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's one of those loaded questions.
Yes.
I actually, again, this is a passion and for me.
Right.
And just to see students or whomever, local entrepreneurs.
Right.
Just starting out, just mm-hmm. seeing them blossom
exactly.
and grow into what they've used and what they've learned from us is just is indescribable.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see that, be able to pass that on.
Exactly.
The knowledge.
Absolutely.
And to help someone grow their own. You can't get it. It can't be any better.
That's true. Now, here's another loaded question. If I could just ask you, Talisa, what would a typical day for you be like at the Shared Use Kitchen?
Well, I will tell you this.
Give me a good story.
Let me tell you. If anyone's trying to call me,
uh-huh.
you're never going to get me at the desk. I'm telling you ahead wow. of time. I've had people say, Talisa, I've called and, you know, I'll yeah. definitely call you back.
Right, right.
But for me to sit at that desk and wait on a phone call, it's not going to happen. I'm in the kitchen.
That's awesome.
I'm in the kitchen working side by side.
That's beautiful.
And yeah. that's what it's all about. Again,
exactly.
being able to mentor, being mm-hmm. able to support that local entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
That's what it's
and I can only imagine from your standpoint, especially in your position, Talisa, the joy that you see on the faces
oh,
of those who are there daily. Mm. Having the area or having that sort of atmosphere in which they can just open their minds and just create just their favorite dishes.
Yes.
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 And now, do you have
yes.
an opportunity to do like a lot of taste testing?
Good question.
Indeed, we do.
That's
going to be one of the best parts, right?
And the funniest thing is not only are we tasting, but yeah. we're also, again, and it all goes back to just helping that local entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Every month mm-hmm. we will have where, again, we're working with a community garden.
Right.
We will take a special vegetable mm-hmm. of the month,
yeah,
vegetable of the month, give each of those caterers, look, do what you do.
Absolutely.
And we have people in the building and the businesses tasting those items.
Wow.
Also, every once a month, we're doing where all of the businesses, we come together
mm-hmm.
once a month anyway. So doing that lunch,
yeah,
one of those preferred caterers, they'll prepare a meal.
That's excellent because that makes me think if this isn't something that you're already doing, perhaps at some point may incorporate with those special occasions or events that you have. Mm-hmm. Do you allow the community, us, to come out and sample some of those delicious dishes?
Of course.
Nice.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Right.
Any other
love
way.
That. Love
because
that.
You definitely want to give those caterers the opportunity for exposure.
Exactly.
Again, it all boils down, goes back to helping and assisting the people that are there.
Very true.
So in order for that to happen, we have to include the community as well.
Absolutely, because the feedback between the two, Talisa, I think that if you have enough members of the community that like a particular dish that much, who knows that somewhere down the road, the next time they go to their local grocery store,
that's right,
they could say, you know what, I like to see it and to be able to purchase it.
Correct.
Right. So it really gives back on both ends. The support that comes from those who buy that product, and especially for the person themselves, that entrepreneur has been looking to try to get that product mass distributed and in around the communities.
That's right. That's right. And that's so, you know, and that's why we're so excited about one in particular, one caterer in particular. She is in six different local markets, small markets, or in one big box. So we
that
are
is
just
fantastic.
So excited.
Now, can I ask what is her claim to fame? What's her particular dish?
Collard greens.
Oh, you just made my mind.
Collard greens.
That is my favorite green.
In a jar. And if anyone knows everyone should know who I'm talking about that has that particular item.
Yes.
Oh, God, we are so proud of what she's doing right now.
That is amazing.
Six. Yes.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that great?
That is.
And again, that's what we're trying to do. We're not keeping it within the four walls.
Right.
We're not. You know, we have to get it out there. Build your business and let everyone know about it.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. Now, Talisa, where can one go to learn more? And we kind of discussed this, but to repeat it, where can one go to learn more, or who can persons, particularly our radio family listening, contact to learn more about it?
Oh, awesome. The people... Again, any local entrepreneur, caterer, baker, anyone that has a passion for preparing food, please contact us. We are, again, at the Enterprise Center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 1922 South Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Our contact number is 336-464-3140. And the email, my email is sgatkins.cdc7@gmail.com. We would be more than happy to direct you in the right way and put you right with us, and we will partner with you and
wonderful.
Help you make your dreams happen.
I like that.
Yes.
And let me share this to Lisa and to you, a radio family. If you go to visit in person at the address that Talisa just mentioned, please know, if you didn't just hear us earlier in discussion, if you don't see Talisa right there at that front desk, promise you she's somewhere in the building.
Absolutely.
Particularly in the shared use kitchen area.
Yes.
Probably really inspiring and encouraging someone with new and exciting dishes. And that's the beautiful thing about Talisa, I think, when we think about food, just the massive creativity of it. I mean, just the beauty of what we're able to eat.
It's limitless.
It is.
Yes,
absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. And I just so appreciate individuals, anybody who has that skill with their hands to prepare, whether the meal is from scratch or even taking existing dishes and just, I don't know, doing something totally 360 out of what you normally would do with mac and cheese.
Correct.
Or with collard greens.
Correct.
Or whatever your favorite food of choice happens to be. And how much more so that individuals now have a space.
Exactly.
You know, outside of their own kitchens, they can widen out a little bit.
Correct.
You know, by coming to the Enterprise Center.
And the good thing about it, and the good thing about all of this, is that you will be working in a permitted kitchen.
Exactly.
Legal kitchen.
Right.
You know, and you don't have to worry about any worries.
That's true.
Now you're in that rim
exactly.
of being safe.
And true.
And that's so important, because a lot of caterers, they're afraid, oh, am I doing this legally? Right. And now you don't have to worry about that.
That's a good thought. Mm-hmm. And another aside that I just had to Lisa, just think about all those dishes you don't have to bring from the house.
Isn't that the
all
truth?
All the supplies.
Isn't that the truth? You don't have to worry about lugging those pots and pans and all of that.
There you go. Those supplies are at hand. There, yes. My dear. I have so enjoyed our conversation. We have a couple of minutes remaining. Sure. Anything that either I didn't ask or you want to reemphasize or bring to the conversation, I'll give you any closing thoughts or comments you'd like to make.
Well, again, and thank you again, Renee,
having
me today.
Thank you for coming.
I truly enjoyed this.
I have too.
But I just want to reiterate the mission of the Enterprise Center, you know, is to be a catalyst for businesses and community collaborations. You know, to provide the resources and support our entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
That's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. We want you to be prepared when you do go out and you make your own business.
Exactly.
And you have your own business.
Beautiful.
And just to be a part of that is really, really such so close to my heart.
Yeah.
And just to see someone blossom.
And I hear that passion in your voice.
I love that. But please, you know, again, just make sure make an appointment with me. You know, let's have a consultation. Let's see if we were the right fit.
Absolutely.
You know, and if we're not, I can make sure I get I will provide a resource for you.
I love that.
Yes.
So let's make sure, again, the number to reach you directly is 336-464-3140.
That is correct.
Wonderful.
That is correct.
Well, Talisa, this hopefully will not be our only conversation.
Oh.
So you may or may not have heard this about me, but on this program, there are never any goodbyes. I wonder who you heard that one from.
Absolutely.
Antonio McCoy, wherever you are, whatever you're
doing. Absolutely.
You know, I know you're probably somewhere listening. So,
yes
you have heard from a fellow Community Focus member. But yes, my dear, the same definitely applies to you. Please come back. I would love to talk more about the shared use kitchen, perhaps maybe next time, and give this some thought.
Sure.
Maybe bringing an individual.
Oh, yes.
Someone who is there on a regular basis, and we can really get a feel for how that individual has really benefited from being a part of this with the Enterprise Center.
Great
I would
idea.
Love to do that.
Great
Thank
idea.
You so much. So we'll talk some more.
Yes.
We will definitely talk some more about that. But until that next time, Talisa Ward, welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
God
and
bless
thank you.
You. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
I've enjoyed
you.
Our conversation and your bubbly personality. Thank you for bringing that to the
thank
program
you.
As well. You're welcome. So come back anytime, my friend.
Most definitely.
And thank
definitely.
You, radio family. You are certainly doing great things in our community as well, just like Talisa Ward. Please continue keeping up the good work and your efforts as well. And indeed, until that next time, there are no goodbyes. So we'll see you next time here on our Public Affairs program. Thank you so much for your great company, and thank you for tuning in. Another weekend edition of Community Focus. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.